Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Thanks so much for listening to our show. Today's show, we're going to be talking about so many things. Oh my God. 10 signs that you are in a bad relationship. Are you thinking you're in a bad relationship? You're not sure? We're going to tell you how you know for sure. We're also going to tell you breakup dating, breakup dating rules for singles. Dating rules for singles. Oh, okay. Sorry. Back up.
What is wrong with you
today?
I
don't know. We're talking about signs that you're in a bad relationship and that you need to break up with this person. You need to dump them. We're also going to talk about dating rules for singles. So if you're single and you don't need to dump anyone, but you are single, we're going to tell you some rules.
Yes.
We also are answering the emails that you sent to feedback at emilymorse.com. And today's show is brought to you by Classic Erotica. CrazyGirlProducts.com. Use coupon code Emily25. At checkout for 25% off their pheromone-infused body and sensual care for women. Let me tell you about these products. They are amazing. They have this this intense orgasm gel that actually you rub it on your clitoris and you get the blood flow rushes to your clitoris. You're more easily orgasmic. They have amazing lotions and creams and gels, and it's all pheromone infused, like meaning that like you put out like sex hormones to people and they just want to rape you in a good way. Wow. Sorry.
That's
crazygirlproducts.com. Use coupon code Emily25.
Awesome. Wow.
Wow. What?
Huge week with you.
Huge. My head is spinning. Do I look like the Exorcist right now?
So much stuff is going on. Your site is on fire. Sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com rocks your world. It will rock your world. Your sex life will improve if you go there. We've got hundreds of podcasts you can listen to. We've got videos now. We're doing video podcasts once a week. That's also on the website, so you can see Menace's face and my face.
It's not actually a video podcast, so you can't download it, but you can watch it on sexwithemily.com. We're just calling it a video podcast.
Whatever.
But
okay.
It's an hour-long show of what we do here, but with 5 different cameras. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can check it out with cameras.
Yeah, and you can call in to the show when we do it every Tuesday.
Tuesday at 2.
Pacific Standard Time. It's on tradiov.com, but just check out sexwithemily.com. You can get all the links.
You can get all the dates there. And today we also have an adult star calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha Rain, that's her name.
Tasha Rain.
We're going to be talking to her a little bit about what it's like to be an adult star. She's going to be performing at the New Century Club. You've been watching my television show on Bravo TV called Misadvised Monday Nights at 10 p.m., you will know that one of my dates took me to the New Century Strip Club.
Yeah.
Friend of Menace's.
And the thing is, you had fun there.
I had fun.
But on the television show, it came off that you didn't have fun.
I know. They didn't show with the part where I got on the stripper pole.
Yeah.
That would have been a good scene.
It would have been a good scene. But it seemed like you were annoyed the whole time. But you did have fun.
I had fun. Oh, my God. I had such a good time. But that was a fun date. Yeah. Absolutely had a good time there. And then I'm going to New York next week.
Yes.
Everybody needs to watch the Today Show Monday morning. I'll be on the Today Show. I'll also be on Andy Cohn's Watch What Happens Live on Bravo.
Super jealous.
11 o'clock at night. Right? 10 o'clock? What time's he on? 11.
Wow.
What, dude? I don't watch TV. 11 o'clock at night.
You're
Andy Cohn.
Television.
I'm on television. What else?
I don't watch TV, though.
So I'm going to be on Andy Cohn's show. We're going to be in New York. It's going to be a really exciting week. Lots of fun stuff happening.
It's going to be amazing. I love Andy Cohn.
I know. Should I tell him you love him?
Oh, yeah. Tell him I think he's a god. I think he's awesome. I love his show because he's brutal, so be ready. He's going to ask you the tough questions.
What's he going to ask me, you think? Looking at the episodes that have aired, what do you think is going to be the most brutal question that he asks me?
I don't know.
Tough one.
But a lot of questions come from viewers, too. So
they're going to be like, Emily, why are you going out with such losers or whatever?
Yeah. What do you think of blah, blah?
Yeah.
And so keep your eye on Twitter when people are talking about the show, hashtag misadvised, and that would probably be a lot of the questions.
Exactly.
That people would be
asking. You guys can send in questions to Watch What Happens Live. I don't know how you do it. It's like WWHL hashtag.
Yes.
Hashtag W. But I'm also, you can find me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, Facebook, Sex with Emily, Instagram, Sex with Emily, and Menace is White Menace. So we've got a lot to cover today. We've got people's emails and all that stuff. We don't have sex in the news today, but I thought that was a good little break.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
all I
gotta
say, I gotta say, what's up to Fawn. Do you ever talk to Fawn as a listener?
Yeah, she emailed today.
She sent me a message on Facebook. She wanted me to be at the viewing party.
I know, she's really
sorry,
upset.
Sorry, Fawn, I didn't get invited.
No, you are invited.
Oh,
you
I'm
just...
invited. I just have to find my way across the country.
Honey, you're the one who goes everywhere and doesn't invite me.
Yeah, but you don't go to, I don't go to anything that you would want to go
to. Honey, fly to New York on Monday. Get a cheap ticket. Just fly. Not that it will be cheap, but it'll be fun. We're doing a viewing party in New York. We have a few tickets left. If you want one, email me, feedback@emilymorse.com. And then we go right to, we have the party, and then we go right to the Watch What Happens live show. It's going to be a chock full day.
Amazing.
Amazing. What else up with you? What do I need to know? Sex happening in your world?
Yeah, sex, you know, happens here and there.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? This is your. You never share your
sex
life.
Yes, I do.
Life.
I've been
What's
dating somebody.
This
he's
is
out of town.
The show's not about
okay,
me and my sex
I've been
sex
dating
life.
Somebody, and he's awesome. He's out of town for a while, and I think that's good because I like this. I believe that relationships, not long distance. Long distance is a whole other thing, and we can talk about that. We have talked about that a lot on the show. But I think that the relationships that have natural breaks built in, like, oh, my wife travels every other week for 5 days, or she once a week, once a month for a week she's gone, or even a few times a year. I think it's important for couples to have that separation time. I think that those relationships are, it's healthy. It's just healthy for them to have the space, because otherwise you're living together under one roof all the time. The sex goes because you're no longer attracted to each other because you're sitting around in your sweatpants watching movies. I just think it's good to have a break. So anyway, he's out of town. I'm going to go out of town. We're missing each other when we get back. It's fine. I like the space. Yeah. And I'm kind of freaking out because I've just a lot of work to do, which is not that interesting, but I just need my space.
Yeah, I think...
I feel like I can't breathe sometimes in relationships.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? What's holding you back so much? What are the goals that you're trying to reach that's holding you back being in a relationship?
I just think...
Boning other people?
No, I don't want to bone other people right now, necessarily, at this moment. It's
then
just
what,
that I'm obsessed with sex with Emily. I'm obsessed with the brand. I'm obsessed with people listening to it, changing the world, helping people with their sex lives, and that comes first. And I'm one of those women. I just work, driven, focus, all that stuff. Can't help it.
Yeah. But so we need you on a bigger picture, though. Bigger
okay.
picture stuff.
What do you mean? Like, I'm not good at big picture.
I think you're sweating the small stuff all the time, you know?
I've been told that before.
Sweating the small stuff. You got to think bigger. Bigger. You know what I'm
bigger
saying?
Bigger for relationships or bigger for life?
No, bigger for your life and for your brand. You know?
I'm on television. What else do you want?
I want you to be able to have a product that people can buy.
I have my Kegel Camp app. Kegel Camp. I'm telling you, it's not just for women. People think it is. Men and women, 5 minutes a day, you do my app, you just listen to the exercises, and you do it, and your sex life for men, you have longer, stronger orgasms. For women, it helps with urinary issues they have after childbirth, urinary incontinence, as they call it, and it helps women have stronger orgasms, and it really works.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. And I also have another app, 101 Sex Tips.
I was seeing if you're going to remember because you
101
have the worst
Sex
memory.
Tips from Sex with Emily is another app you can buy. If you're looking for a cool new app in the iTunes store, it's got 101 tips you can just scroll through and change your life. And yeah. I've also got a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. Yeah.
And you want to update the Sex Tip app.
I do. Like, does anyone want to update it for me?
You're going to be in the process of
I'm in the process
that.
Of updating the 101 Sex Tips app. That's true. All right. Emails.
From the peeps.
From the people. Thanks for emailing me. It's, you know, it's really easy these days just to go to sexfriendly.com and email me right through there.
Wait, real quick before we get
into
the emails.
Yeah.
It is Friday. We haven't even talked about the weekend.
I know. Okay.
It's Friday.
It's TGIF Friday.
And we're on SiriusXM Extreme Talk 165. Hello to all the people listening across the country. Feel free to tweet us if you're listening.
If you're listening. And if you're an XM listener and you are listening, tweet us Sex with Emily. I just want to know that you're listening because I need to hear from you.
Yes. And what's going on? What's the plans for this weekend?
This weekend, I am packing for New York. I need like 15 outfits. I know like guys can't relate, whatever, but it's a lot of shoes. It's a lot of packing. I'm going to be working and hanging out. I don't really have plans because I leave for New York Sunday morning.
Wow.
I wish I had something more interesting to tell you. I'll probably hang out with some friends, but mostly work. What about you?
I may show up to New York.
I would love it.
Maybe.
Can't you take a day off?
Surprise. I can. Yeah, I have.
You come with me to the Andy Cohen show. I get two people. My brother doesn't want to. My brother's coming to New York.
What?
Yeah, you should come. Can you take a week off?
A week off?
My brother's coming Tuesday to Friday to New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He'd love it if you were there.
Dude, I would love to be there. I have a plane ticket, but it's like a standby ticket, so I wouldn't know when I would leave. I would just have to sit in the airport and just hope I can get a
just do it.
Get on a
can
flight.
You take off work?
Yeah, I could really take off work if I wanted to.
Do it. Done. Okay, okay. Cool. Can't wait. I know that Amy and Julia, the other women on the show, would love to meet you. They think you're adorbs.
Yeah.
And you are.
Thank you.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, so far, I have planned I'm going to some food truck festivals.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I'm classy like that.
Yeah, you are.
And then my...
In the East Bay?
Yes, in the East Bay.
Yeah, it's every like...
No, it's not, it's that like one. Some okay. Company food fest stuff. If you're a foodie and you listen, feel free to message me at any time and I'll give you some recommendations on any cities that you're visiting and places, the type of places I eat.
Right.
I'm not going to go to like a place like French Laundry where it's going to cost you like $4,000.
No, but you have good recommendations of other things.
Yeah.
And you cook too, right?
Yeah, and I cook. And then so I'm going to do that. And then my friend is having a birthday party in San Jose, California. One of my favorite places ever.
I know.
If I could move to San Jose.
Why don't you? Oh, you can't for work.
Yeah. All the work is up here in San Francisco, but paradise is in San Jose, California.
Oh, Jesus. I don't see it, but I love that you you should be their mascot.
Oh, yeah. I should be the
San Jose mascot.
I want the key to the city, and people are still trying to give me the key to the city of Newark, California.
Yeah, how's that going? I'm sure there's a lot of people clamoring for it.
I'm sure there's not, but it would be a great thing to have.
It would be a great thing to have.
I would wear it on a chain.
You would, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah, I would.
Like a gangster, like a big gold chain
yes,
and a key?
Yes, like an LL Cool J or something.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good look for you. Kind of mix it up.
Thank you.
You in the hoodie.
Yeah, but that's it for us for the weekend. What's going on with the people?
The peoples. Okay, dear Emily, I was listening to your podcast and you stated that you had samples of Mask. I was hoping to receive a sample. Signed, Jason. Okay, so Mask is one of our sponsors, Masque. It's yourmask.com. And they're these amazing strips that you can use. They're like Listerine strips. And you put them on your tongue and you use them before you perform oral sex. And apparently, and they do mask the taste of semen and any other sexual flavors or scents or whatever that you're not into. It masks sexual flavors. And it comes in strawberry, mango, watermelon, and chocolate. And they're amazing. But here's the thing, Jason. We're doing a contest for people who give the best oral sex tips. The top three sex tips will receive a gift bag from Mask, including shirt samples of all flavors and other goodies. So you got to enter our contest, which we're launching right now, and just email me your best oral sex tip, or tweet me or Facebook me or whatever, your best oral sex tip that you've got. We can keep your name anonymous on the air if you want. That's totally fine. But we are going to be picking out the top three, and the contest will end in a week.
All right.
How's that?
Good.
Okay. So everyone check out your mask. All right. Sex with multiple sclerosis. Dear Emily, so I have multiple sclerosis and have for a few years. In February, I had a flare-up that left me strange from the waist down. It put me in a wheelchair but also killed my sex life. My wife is now my caretaker, which makes it strange, and I can't perform. While I'm getting better, it is still hard. She's been talking about spicing things up to get the spark back, but that's confusing. We don't know what to do. She's interested in a threesome with another girl. Maybe even swinging. Watching porn turns her on, so that's where we're going down that path. We have busy lives, two kids, so we don't know how to get started or if that is even the path to go down and there is something better to spice things up. I know you're not medical, so the ins and outs of MS might be confusing. We're just looking for something to get the spark back. Oh, and we're still young. I'm 29 and she's 26.
Tequila!
Oh my God, don't talk about that. Okay, so first I want to say that many people with multiple sclerosis, they do report a decline in sexual desire. With the fatigue, muscle spasms, bladder control problems, it's hard to think about sex, as you can imagine. But there are steps that can be taken to improve sexual function and intimacy. So changes in sexual desire and performance can occur as a result of the neurologic and psychological effects of multiple sclerosis. So I have to say that some of the things you can do is to confide in your partner. And I think a lot of things that you're talking about are great. Porn, swinging, threesomes. But that could be harder for you to perform. I don't have your name on here, I don't believe. But I think it could be a great time, since the both of you are really interested in enhancing your sex life. You should go see a sex therapist. because a sex therapist, you don't have to go for a year. You can just go a few times and they can work with you on figuring out what you guys can do, like where you can come together and how you can work together sexually with your with your challenges right now. Sex therapists can help you figure out what your fantasies are, what your desires, how you guys want to connect. So that's what I would suggest for you if you're really interested in it. But I also think that you're on the track, again, trying things like porn, asking her to, maybe you can share one of your deep, darkest fantasies with your wife and let her know, you know, maybe there's something she could do that would turn you on. Is there anything she's been wanting to try? Threesomes are tricky. I'm just saying for your situation, I'm not sure like how much, I'm sure you can still be involved, but I just wanted to make sure that you're not affected by that. A lot of couples, when they bring a third party in and they don't discuss all the rules, like, are you able to kiss? Are you able to, you know, it can be tricky, especially since you guys are in a challenging situation right now. And I don't know that I would suggest a threesome, but I would suggest upping your intimacy. And that would mean intimate massages. I'm sure a massage would feel amazing for you right now. And just reconnecting again on a level, and even taking sex out of the equation. So if it's like a massage or a, you know, candlelit dinner, I was telling you my book is Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. My friend said to me, she'd been with her partner for 8 years and she opened the book and she's like, oh my God, we just opened it to any page and it was amazing. It really brought us closer together. They were together 8 years. And I was like, what did you do? Like, what page did you open to? And she said, we opened to the foot massage page and we gave each other like really intense foot massages. And you know, all the areas in your feet are like connected to parts of your brain. And it just, she said, we felt so connected after that. Like they hadn't been connected. They've got two kids. They're running around. So there's something about like when I say intimacy, it's like connecting, like it's massage, it's foot massage, it's staring into each other's eyes, it's maybe just kissing and enhancing all that stuff. So there's intimacy work that needs to be done. That's what I gotta say about that.
What about your issues? Your
my intimacy issues?
Yes, it's Friday.
My intimacy issues. What about them? I don't have any.
None.
I have some commitment challenges.
Yes,
but I don't have. In fact, my problem is. Not my problem, but maybe it's a gift. I'm able to become intimate with many different people easily because I'm very open and I connect with people and I can just meet someone and we can have this great connection. I don't think I have intimacy issues. I think I go there. Maybe I do. I don't know. You think I do? I'm like, listen, I do. No, I don't. I have a whole host of issues.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a ton. Why even add that into the equation?
How but are your intimacy issues?
I don't think I have any. You always think I have issues with things that I don't have. But
I think the fact that you don't like performing oral sex on a woman is intimacy.
I don't think you've seen a lot of women's vaginas. That's what I believe.
Oh, menace. Vagina's a vagina is a vagina. They're all the same thing. It's fine. They look different. I haven't seen as many as you have.
Yeah.
We should ask our porn star who we're calling in a little bit about vaginas.
Okay.
Okay. She's a porn star. Stripper. Whatever.
Same.
She doesn't want to be called that, though.
Oh, okay. Then you've only said that the entire show so far.
Well, apparently she doesn't want to be called that. But what she is, she's performing at the New Century Strip Club. What am I supposed to say? All right.
Maybe she's just hosting. Maybe she's not doing anything.
Right.
She's just hosting.
Exactly. I'm sure that's what it is. Dear Emily.
I hosted a thing there one time.
New Century?
It was a strip. It was a stripping contest, but I wasn't stripping. I was just hosting the event.
I wish you were stripping. I would friggin' pay $1 million to see you strip.
Well, I would strip for $1 million, but nothing
would you?
Less.
Would you get up there? You'd have to be really drunk.
No, I would have to be being paid a large amount of money.
Yeah, me too. I would strip for $1 million.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
I'd strip for like $1,000 right now at this point.
Wow.
No, just kidding.
People start sending in the
1,500.
Offers.
Okay. Dear Emily, looks and physical attraction are what is usually important in a new date. Usually a perfect smile and fit body. I'm overweight, and due to some medical issues, I have to have some teeth removed, my entire tops, when I go on a date. If I ever get that lucky and I confess this, I'm looked at as if my face was eaten off. Is there anything besides lying that I could do to improve my love life? I'm really starting to hate the Barbie world we live in, from Marvin. So he has to take his teeth out when he eats, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
I would say there's got to be a way to avoid that. My dad had, like, dentures his whole life because, like, his teeth fell out when he was a young kid. Don't know why.
Yeah.
But you could keep them on when you eat. I would not say that you need to disclose it on the first date, or maybe just go out for drinks.
Yeah, but you don't have to, like, I mean, you don't have to hide it either. There's a lot of people that have prosthetic teeth. You
exactly.
know? I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, some people have, like, halfway decent teeth, and they get them all ripped out to get veneers, you know? It's just right. like, yeah, I don't know if you really have to bring that up at the first
No,
day
I wouldn't. Because... Maybe don't go to a food date. Go to a museum. Go for a walk in yeah. the park. Go somewhere else. If that's one of your insecurities and you feel like women aren't going to... I mean... That would be a little strange if I was out with the guy and you removed all his teeth.
It would. I'm
I mean,
sorry.
It just
well,
is.
We have the girl, the Real Housewives in New York. She has a fake leg. And so it's like maybe going through like the same situation where
yeah.
she had to, you know, eventually tell people. And some yeah. people are cool with it and some people are not.
Some
and if they're not
out.
Cool with it, then that's not somebody you want to be with anyways.
Exactly. You want to find someone that you're cool with, but you want to improve your love life. I would say start... Not worrying about it so much, but start avoiding that situation on the first date, maybe, where you have to take your teeth out.
Yeah.
And,
Well, and if you're talking about being overweight, you got to do something about it. And I've been upset with my weight in the past, like, year and a half.
Two years, maybe.
And, so I'm finally doing something about it. I'm back in the gym. So I've been back in the gym lately.
That's
and
awesome.
Also, you know, these people are not a sponsor at all, but I'm also going to go on this MetaFast diet.
Uh-huh.
MetaFast, it's like, gets rave reviews.
You, like, do you eat like, or is it all liquid?
It's they get them off. You get food. It's like a Nutrisystem type.
Oh, I want to do that.
Type thing, right? Why? Yeah. You're like 80 pounds.
I know, but I think it'd be healthy. Like, then I'd always have food around when I needed it.
But yeah, you eat like 6 times a day. And my buddy did it, lost 60 pounds.
He oh, my God.
Looks amazing.
That's great. Maybe you could try
it's
something like that, Marvin.
It's like me because I love food, obviously. And it's just like losing weight is science. It's math.
Yep.
It's like as less much
calories.
As you take in. Yeah. It's just less. Once you start eating less calories, then you start
you lose
weight.
Less calories, more working out.
It's not brain surgery, you know. And it's just me. I just love going to places like the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right.
And you know, you just got to cut down.
You got to
cut
down. You do. I mean, Marvin, I think if you start working out, you'll start feeling better all around. It is true that working out is like a natural, like serotonin uptake inhibitor. It's like a natural antidepressant.
Yeah.
To work out, so I think it's important. I work out. I've been working out with a new trainer in the mornings.
Why? You don't even need a workout.
I don't know. This woman found me. She saw Misadvised, and she asked if she could. Train me and she just doing
what?
It. Yeah. So we've been running the stairs. It's awesome. My
Crazy.
Ass feels 3 inches higher right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay. Dear Emily, can't wait to see your second date with Mr. Michigan. I don't have a good handle on who you really want to be with or any of the three advisors for that matter. He's talking about Misadvised, the television show I'm on. But I haven't seen you do as many stupid things as the other two have done, if we can be frank. So you're my favorite. Life is wild. My husband and I, both over 60, have been together 12 years, and it gets better all the time. We talk openly about possible relationships with other people, but we have so much fun talking about it, we don't need to do it with anyone else. Both of us had disastrous long marriages before this, in which we pretty much couldn't be honest with our partners about anything. My favorite movie is a line from Glenn Close in The Natural. It goes something like, "We all live two lives, the one we learn with and the one we live after that. I'm busy living that second life now, and it's great. I'm not convinced everybody learns, but if you let yourself keep growing and stay open, it can happen. Love you, Janet." That's a really sweet email. Mm-hmm. I love that. A lot of couples get into the place. And let me tell you this. This is something that I think works a lot in relationships. That when I always say to you, talk to your partner what your fantasy is or share your deepest, darkest, intimate, you know, sexual desires or whatever – you don't always have to act on them. Like Janet says that she and her husband sit and talk about being with other people, and that can really like – that can reignite the spark. That can turn you on, just hearing your partner. I know it sounds – it might not be your thing, but just talking about it like, wow, if I was with someone else, he might do this. It's not cheating. It's just saying like – it's just the – you know, our brains are our largest sex organ. So if you can go there just by talking about it with your partner and it gets you off, that's amazing. Like, I had a boyfriend once who used to, like when we were having sex, he would like talk dirty about like someone else being there, or like if there was another guy in the room, another woman in the room. And it never happened. We never had a threesome, but it was just hot to incorporate that into our lovemaking. Like he'd be like, oh, what if there was a guy? I know it sounds whatever. Menace isn't looking at me. Menace is looking down right now. But I love this email, Janet. Right, I think it's adorable. I think it's so sweet. I love, and I know what you're saying, that you learn in one life and you learn in the next. I feel, I don't know, we feel like we're always learning, and it's so important to keep growing and challenging ourselves. Definitely. Every day. I feel like I am. Okay. Hi, Emily. First, I want to say that I love you on Misadvised. I was catching up on missed episodes the other day, and I thought to myself, hey, I'd love to hang out with Emily and Julia. Anywho, I have a few things I wanted to get some feedback from you on. On one of the episodes, you mentioned going to a place where they massaged your clitoris for hours. Where was that? Because I'm very interested in going. Also, I'd like help finding my G-spot. I've never had a vaginal orgasm, and I'd really like to experience it. But I don't tell guys that, because then they try to be the one, and it's usually downhill from there. I'm 32. I'm all about safe exploration of the body. I'm interested in tantric sex as well. Just looking for some advice, direction as to how I can become more connected with that world so I can explore more. Can't wait to hear back from you, Sharetta. So thanks, Sharetta. I'm so glad that you are loving Misadvised. Okay, the place that I went when they massaged my clitoris is called One Taste. And they're based in San Francisco. I don't know where you're from, but they have places in San Francisco and in New York, I believe. And you go, and they're all about the extended orgasm. And they massage your clitoris. They have, like, a guy do it or a woman can do it. And it brings you to this, like, heightened state of arousal, but you don't actually have an – or you can have orgasms, but it's just this very bizarre but very popular movement that just helps women become more in touch. They call it oming. And you remember I did that, Menace?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I've
brought it up several times.
And also, finding your G-spot. Let me tell you, it takes – what?
And you claim that the guys that do it are just there to
Yes, they're there to enhance.
For spiritual experiences.
Let's not joke around. Sex is all about the female experience and the male experience, but the female experience is more tricky. There's more things we need to work out. There's more intricacies involved. And so Sharetta is saying that she wants to find her G-spot. So here's what I recommend for you. You can go to any sex toy store. You can check out goodvibes.com, because I know they sell it there. And what's my coupon? Emily, Good Vibes, Emily, Emily Ship. Thanks.
Emily,
I don't know.
Shit?
Emily Ship. Ship, okay. Ship, ship. It's free shipping. Just go to my website and click on Good Vibrations. But here's the deal. They have a book called Finding Your G-Spot. And they also sell toys that are targeted towards your G-Spot. So if you buy a book, there's several of them now. But I remember when I just moved out here, I went to Good Vibrations. I bought this book about your G-Spot. And then I bought a G-Spot vibrator. And it takes time. Like, you have to, like, put in the time to figure it out. But I believe that you can find it. I believe you can find it with – they also say it's great to find it with your fingers. And it's also great – you can use a toy, which is, I think, easier. But fingers are also a great way to do it. But it takes time, and you got to, like, commit, and it won't happen the first night you do it. But I think, like you said, I've had the same experience as you, Sharetta, where men want to be the guys. I had a guy once who's like, I want to be the one that finds your G-spot. And it's like, I almost think it's better to do it on our own. Like, it's better to do that work on your own so then you can show someone else, because then guys get very goal-oriented and then they feel like they fail if they can't find the G-spot, and you just want to take all that out of there because then you want him to find it so that he feels better. And I'd say just plan some dates and some time alone with yourself to find that G-spot. That's what I got to say about that. And those are our emails for today. And I think it's time to call our lovely guest.
Oh, you're excited.
I'm excited. Call her now.
Okay.
We're talking to Tasha Rain. She's a university student, vegetarian, social activist, free spirit, yoga enthusiast, feminist, hardcore porn star. That's what it says here. It says hardcore porn star. Tasha Rain is one of the most dynamic and multidimensional new stars in entertainment. She's performing at the New Century Theater in San Francisco on Friday, July 20th and Saturday, July 21st, 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. shows each night. And that is, I believe, tonight and tomorrow night. Am I right? I'm right.
I guess so.
Hello. Hello, Tasha.
Hi, ma'am. Who's speaking?
Hi. Is this Tasha? This is Emily from Sex with Emily.
From what?
From Sex with Emily.
Oh my gosh. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm so sorry. I had an alarm set to call too. Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. We're calling you. That's totally fine. We're calling you. We're a few minutes late, but we're so excited to talk to you. So are you in San Francisco?
I am getting ready for San Francisco. I am so excited.
Oh my God.
So much fun.
We're so excited to have you here, and you're going to be here.
You are?
Yes, you're going to be
here.
Yeah, totally. Tell me, so what are you going to be doing at New Century Theater on Friday and Saturday night? You're going to be doing a special performance? Tell me about it.
Hey, Brooklyn Lee, my best friend, and I are going to be stripping down at Century Theater in San Francisco tomorrow night and on Saturday night at 12 o'clock, midnight, and 2 o'clock in the morning. And we have fun routines with cute outfits, and we're going to get nice and naughty. And we are going to sign 8x10s and DVDs, and I'm going to be giving lap dances all night long.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I really hope a ton of people come.
Where do you live now?
I live in the valley, in Porn Valley.
In Porn Valley. Okay, got it. And so you're a porn star.
Right? I guess, yeah. I'm an adult performer.
You're a adult performer. Okay. So tell me, what's that like? What have you done lately? What was your latest film that you've done?
Oh, my goodness. I am actually sore right now because yesterday I had a crazy, crazy anal girl scene with a really hardcore girl named Chanel Preston, and that was we just went to town. It was just wild. Like, my butt hurts right now because of it. But so that was the latest. That was yesterday.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What do you do for that? Yeah. A sore butt. Is there anything you can do?
No, it's gonna be fine. It wasn't like it felt
like
good.
Hurts
it's
so just, good you know, kind of thing.
To town. She went crazy, and it was actually my first girl anal on camera, so actually ever. So it was kind of a big deal. I was very nervous, but excited.
Good.
And yeah, I've been shooting a lot for my website, tasharain.com, and it's so great because I get to control everything from the talent to the location and the makeup, and everything is all under my control. So I love that.
That is how it should be. You gotta be your own.
It is supposed to be it.
You got to be your own CEO.
I get so spoiled by it, though. I'm like, TashRain.com. That's all I want to shoot for. So
exactly. So keep doing that, too. So what are some good sex tips that you can share with our listeners? It could be anything. It could be performing. I love oral sex tips. If you got any oral sex tips, either for performing on a woman or a man, what would you say are your top sex tips? Oral sex tips. Let's start with that.
I think that for oral sex, I feel like foreplay is so important. Before I get head from a guy, I want them to massage me, to tickle my thighs, to kiss me, and just, you know, to really get me excited for what's to come. So I think people underestimate the importance of foreplay in sex. I think it's one of the most important parts, whether you have, you know, a big downtown area or a small one, it doesn't matter for the guy. If they do enough foreplay, everything will be great.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I like what you said. So when you're performing oral sex on a woman, kissing her thighs and warming her up.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I think that, you know, I love massages. That's the best. And with a guy, when you go down on him, I think girls, you know, they don't understand all the time what a guy wants to see, but they want to see the girl really just like spitting on the penis and just trying to, you know, give it her all.
Right.
You have two hands. Being nice and sloppy and eye makeup all messed up. Like, guys love to see that dirty stuff. So
they do. And you have to be enthusiastic, right? That's what you're saying. Like, you have to be into it.
Yeah. Well, you want to look like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing that's just ever happened.
Exactly.
So like,
it's a big chocolate bar. What's that? The beeping.
Where are you right now?
Are you in your car?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to find a place to park so that I can speak better. And I have you guys on my Bluetooth right now.
Oh, okay.
And my car's like alarming because other cars are coming near me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, got it. So those are some good sex tips. Women got to use lots of saliva and be enthusiastic. And men, don't just go straight to our vaginas. Doesn't this bother you when they go straight down there, Tasha, and they don't do any work beforehand, thinking that we're aroused and turned on and we're totally not even there
yet?
Oh,
my gosh, totally. Like, I think, foreplay is the most important part. In my scenes, before I get, you know, get have sex, get head, do whatever. I want to be teased a lot because that's just the kind of girl that I am. So right. I think that
it's hard to get people to do that. Like, I need to teach a teasing course or something. Menace never understands what it is.
I know. It's because guys are always just ready to go.
I know. Like, it's not fair.
They can get out as fast as they can. But girls, they... You know, they want the full package. And, like, after I come once, I want to come again.
Exactly.
And again and again.
Exactly. Yeah. People, men,
and the more
women.
I get, the more I come. So I think it's super important for guys to take note of that. And I'm always posting sex tips on my Twitter at Tasha Rain. So if you follow me there, you'll be able to get
oh,
all
perfect.
The
so what are some other sex tips that
let's
you've posted?
See, what are some other sex tips? Okay. I think that girls should definitely give the guy a show. So when they're having sex, you know, it's nice to be on top and show the top, the bottom, the... am I allowed to say vagina on this?
Say whatever the hell you want.
I mean, you've been saying anal sex for the past half hour, so...
Yeah, no, you can talk about anything you want. Anything you want. You can say it, you can swear, whatever.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. Now, so I just feel like, you know, girls in the bedroom can be very shy and maybe they don't know that a guy just wants to see them being in control and bouncing on top of them, but they absolutely do. And I think that it's important to switch it up with all different positions. My favorite position is doggy style. So I like that the best because I can just like lay there and, you know, get fucked really hard and be submissive and
right.
play with myself. I love that. I like to just let the guy take control and be in charge.
Right.
But,
it's hot.
You know, it's
no, that's a good one. How did you get involved with being in movies, adult films?
That's a good question. I always forget, actually. I was modeling for Playboy, and I had just got my boobs done, and I was so bored in my hotel room watching porn. And, I mean, not bored of porn, but just bored and watching porn. And I was like, you know, I have been watching porn since the internet came out, basically, since I was in high school. And I always loved it, and I always, like, looked up to, you know, sexual celebrities, anybody from, like, Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra and Jenna Jameson. And I always thought the porn stars, centerfolds, were the prettiest girls I had ever seen because of their unbridled confidence and sexuality. I just remember looking at my first Playboy and Penthouse and thinking, oh, my God, these are the women I want to be like.
Right.
And
okay.
So I just decided if I'm 22, I better do porn now or never.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not just going to do it all of a sudden when I'm older. So I might as well take advantage and do it now. So I went to LA Direct Models and I was like, make me a porn star.
That's awesome. And what does your family think about it? I get asked that question all the time. I talk about sex for a living, so I don't know. I'm wondering what your parents think.
I'm curious about what your family thinks about your job, too. I don't know. Let's see. I think some of that, you know, they're all supportive of my happiness. Even my grandma, like, she's so cute. She just, like, wants me to be happy. So if this makes me happy, I think that they're all, you know, proud of me. Obviously, I come from a small town, Laguna Beach, and there's a lot of gossip and talk with people, so I'm sure that it affects them negatively on occasion because of other people.
Exactly.
Or, you know, my mom will call me and she'll be like, oh, I love that photo set in Penthouse and you look so beautiful.
Oh, I love it. That's good.
They're cool. Like, I mean, I had to kind of ease them into it. And my sister, my little 19-year-old sister at first was pretty pissed off at me. She didn't talk to me for like 5 months.
Mm.
But now she knows what I do and she's all proud of me because she lived with me for like 6 months and she saw what I do to prepare to get ready for my scenes, like the scripts and the clothes and the makeup and the booking and the models and the location. And she just thinks she has a new perspective of it.
That's cool. You got to show her how it really goes down, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm so happy I had the opportunity because now I feel like, oh, okay, so she knows I'm not just like being shady.
Right. Well, it sounds like you really have fun and everyone can come see you tomorrow. Friday and Saturday night. It's July 20th and 21st, 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. You'll be doing shows there.
Yes. And Brooklyn Lee, my best friend, is going to be joining me and we cannot wait. Seriously. She's never featured dance before, but I feature dance every weekend. So we're going to put on a wild show. We just had our very first scene together, And we had so much fun, and we liked to dance and be on stage. So this is just going to be so rewarding to meet our fans and to sign pictures and our DVDs and stuff.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, awesome. Well, hopefully everyone will come out and see you at the New Century Theater in San Francisco. And you are Tasha Rein. It is TASHAREIGN.com, and your Twitter is Tasha Rein.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. Have a good time.
Thank you. Nice talking.
You're
going to
have lots of fans. Nice talking to you, too. Bye.
Sweet.
You were awfully quiet. Were you just fantasizing about Tasha Rein?
No, it was just hard to get a word in. I like it, though, when people talk. Usually when you talk to adult entertainers, they're kind of ditzy, but she
seems smart.
Definitely a self-promoter.
Yeah,
she
right?
She got all the points in.
She
but,
did.
I wanted to ask her a little bit about, you know, all her experiences.
Yeah, like
to different sets. I'm interested in, like, you know, do you ever go to, like, a creepy set that just creeps you out and you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to do this thing, or I'm going to, you know, what does a nice set look like?
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, budgets of these things, I mean, the biggest budget of a porn film was $1 million or something like that, right?
Okay.
But so porn is being made all the time. Do you know that I just read today that 40% of the internet is porn?
No.
40%, almost 40%. Half of the internet
That's
is
insane.
Porn.
That's insane.
So when is Sex with Emily going to have more porn on it? Sexwithemily.com.
Do you think I should put more porn on it?
Hey, dude, people are making not even millions, billions of dollars off porn.
Why am I struggling through life?
I
just got to get naked. That's what my smart friends tell me. They're always like, you're not smart, but my business friends are like, just put naked pictures of you on the
Done. Internet. Done deal.
You should put naked pictures of you.
Hell no.
Hell's 10 in the no.
I'm good off that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I also have to give a shout out to Sinclair Institute. We love them. They're one of our sponsors, and she is an adult porn star who we just talked to, Tasha Rein. Sinclair Institute makes amazing educational DVDs for men and women. They have like tips like how to perform oral sex, how to increase your intimacy. There's so many things that they have. There's so many like great DVDs they have. They have a better sex video series called Sexplorations, and it's really popular, and it's how couples can really learn to take their sex lives to the next level. If you use coupon code EMILY50, you get 50% off any items. And I've been watching their DVDs, and I kind of makes me want to make DVDs now. Like, I feel like they're so useful and helpful. Like that guy with multiple sclerosis, who emailed us earlier. I mean, maybe they could watch a DVD together from Sinclair Institute, because I think that it would be, I think that they're really helpful and they're fun and they're not like cheesy at all. They're just really well done and you could learn a lot. Like, pick any area of your sex life that you could improve on. Like, maybe it's foreplay or oral sex or actual missionary style. They have DVDs on everything. So check it out. Sinclair Institute, they've been around for 50 years. Coupon code EMILY50.
You should make a video. I was really impressed on the quality of your Kegel Camp video that's up on sexwithemily.com.
Really?
Not to try to plug your app, but you had a really good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you posted up on YouTube. I thought it was really good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You never think that.
I know, because you know me. I went to film school, so video quality is very important to me.
We're going to shoot a video tomorrow. Are you helping?
No, I'm
going to be at
a taco festival.
I hate when you go to taco festivals and don't help me. Okay, this is actually, next we're going to get into some of our topics that there is, Menace actually sent this to me. And I thought it was very apropos.
You never read any of the emails I ever send you about like topics or like sex in the news and stuff like that.
I'm
very surprised because I honestly have no idea which one I sent you because
you sent me
you
the signs that you're in a bad relationship and you should probably end it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember sending that.
See, how about that? It was
yesterday. Because I sent so many.
It was yesterday.
That you blow off.
I don't blow off anything. So a lot of people get into relationships and you're wondering, am I in the right place? Am I not? If you're listening to this and you're thinking, I kind of want to break up with this person, I'm not sure. See if you fit any of these criteria, and then maybe you should dump this person right now or just hightail it out of this relationship.
All right.
Number one is abuse. Any relationship that involves abuse of any kind should be ended immediately. This includes emotional abuse.
It's not even physical. A lot of people, when they think abuse, like they think physical.
No,
but like,
he doesn't have to be hitting you. Yeah. Or she doesn't have to be biting you. It's
they can make you feel bad about yourself.
Make you feel bad, degrade you. If you, this is how you got to think about it. If you're in a relationship and every time you're with your partner or every third time and you just feel like bad, like your partner criticizes you a lot, makes you feel fat, makes you feel unworthy, unloved, you got to get out of the relationship. Because let me tell you something. Relationships are there to make you feel better about yourself. The person that you choose to be with should be someone who enhances who you are, who brings joy to your life, who makes you feel better. If they're doing anything emotionally damaging and criticizing you and harping on all of your own insecurities, guys, there are some guys who do that. They like see that you're insecure about your weight and they're like, you really should eat that chocolate cake. I mean, that stuff is not helpful.
At all.
So get out of the abusive relationship. Okay, the next one is money. Do you know that money and sex are two of the biggest killers of all relationships?
Oh, yeah.
So this money will inevitably come between you and your partner, meaning that if you have $1 billion or you have no money at all, money is always an issue in a relationship. If one of you is wasting money, it can become a major problem in a relationship. And financial security is important. So when someone is negligent about money, it can be very stressful. Get out before the financial burden is placed on you. So if you're with someone who's cheap, withholding, they owe you money, they always forgot their wallet. Money is divisive, like no matter how you look at it, because we're all raised with different ways of dealing with money. Some people like are good savers, some people are spenders. And that can really, if you guys have two different ways of dealing with money and you're in a relationship with someone, it can be really hard to get past it. So I think you have to, but if they're like putting a burden on you, they're taking money from you, leave the relationship.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. One more thing though. I know a couple who has done tons of therapy workshops, mini workshops on like enhancing intimacy or whatever. But one workshop they did was on money. It was a weekend long workshop taught by these therapists about money. And like in this couple, he grew up with no money, but he was making a lot of money, but he was still kind of frugal. Like, it bothered him. And she grew up with tons of money, had no money, but she was like, never looked at price tags, bought whatever she wanted. And this was a conflict of the way they value, of the way they see money. And it was a huge issue because just we have different ways that we deal with it. And it's money's everywhere and everything, and it's a problem. So if you and your partner are going through this, I think it's important to discuss it, or maybe you can go to therapy.
Yeah. It's definitely, you see how crazy people get over money. There's Eastwood and Company that I watch.
Yep. Talk to me.
And Dina Eastwood, who's Clint Eastwood's wife, you know, she's the star of the show. And she's always like just freaking out about spending any money. And you know, Clint Eastwood, this guy probably
he's got a lot of money, right?
Ridiculous amount of money. Can you look up Clint Eastwood net worth? Just type in Clint Eastwood net worth. Obviously they're doing very well, right?
Right.
She's just like,
what does she worry about? Like giving money to her family?
Well, she just thinks it's ridiculous to spend money on certain things. Like she has a stepdaughter who had, remember I shared the story with you? Her boyfriend bought a $100,000 Hermes bag.
Right.
Which is a purse.
Fancy purse.
And Dina Eastwood would get so upset. She's like, you don't understand. Like my father, to make that amount of money, that would probably take him 2 years of his salary, all his money, just to go into that one handbag.
Right.
You know? And she was just, it was like causing like conflicts.
Right.
You know?
That is conflict.
People's
right.
different outlooks on money.
I know.
And stuff like that.
It's, I didn't see that one, but.
So Clint Eastwood's net worth is $375 million.
Wow. And she's worried about.
Yeah, but it's good because it's humbling for her
kids.
It is
humbling. It's true. Don't spoil your kids, no matter how much money you have.
A lot of kids that are spoiled are like effed up. Man.
I know, it totally messes
it's
you up.
It's weird because like some of the most effed up people I know are all people that went to like private schools.
Right, had money, got a trust fund.
Yeah, it's just because these people get bored.
Yeah, sometimes. And they also don't learn the value of a dollar. They think it's always there. They never have to worry. They never have to struggle like we do, Menace.
Dude, we struggle every day. People freaked out on this show because you've been doing the show for six,
6 7
6 years,
yeah.
for free. And you asked people for $5 a month to help support
and
it.
And people freaked out.
People lost their crap.
I know. We were charging like, last year. People were upset.
People
I'm like,
upset
can I just
that.
Make a friggin' dollar, people? I've like, been giving you sex advice for free for
not,
7 years.
Yeah, you weren't asking to be like a millionaire or anything.
No.
But at least support yourself.
No one supported us.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for nothing, people. But,
we're
back
to being free.
We're free, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You can still support our sponsors, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Buy some of their products.
I was just thinking, though.
Talk to me.
If people do want to be nice for all those other, you know, the hardcore listeners, and, you know, you have an extra dollar, maybe you should put a Amazon wish list up there. Just things that you like. And if one person maybe likes to show how much they like it, because, look, still, this show's not making money,
right?
You know,
right. That's good. An Amazon wish list.
You know?
We should do that.
We love to do.
Can I put boots on there?
Huh?
Can I put some shoes on there?
Can you put some shoes on there? I'm sure.
Just
you can.
Kidding.
Whatever's
I'll put equipment
on Amazon.
Right. Amazon. Everything's on Amazon.
Yeah, and then also like, you know, eventually when the show does take off, because look, you're on television. Don't roll your eyes. You're on television. It's getting bigger and bigger. More people are visiting. You're going to want to do things that it's going to benefit listeners.
Right.
And, like, you want to get, like, we love to take the show on tour and, like, do it live in front
yeah.
of people. That'd be amazing.
We
want to
do it on tour. So maybe we should start an Amazon fund.
An Amazon fund.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Chipin.com.
Chipin.com. But I used to have a donation button on the site.
Yeah.
It didn't work that well.
Yeah.
People don't just think, oh, I'm going to donate. They're like, oh, I'm going to get this for free.
Yeah.
But I know you love us, so it's cool. Okay. The next thing, signs that you're in a bad relationship is respect. Lack of respect is a major issue in relationships. You might feel unappreciated and unworthy. It's going to wreak havoc. A good indicator it's time to get out is when your friends stop coming around because they don't like the way your boyfriend or girlfriend treats you. I think that's kind of true. Your friends or your family are like not down with the person you're dating and they kind of tell you, I don't like the way he treats you or she treats you. It's time to go. Don't you think you should listen to your friends? If several friends are like, I don't know about you and this guy, it doesn't seem healthy. But when people are in the thick of it and they're in a relationship, it's so hard to listen to your friends
yeah.
and your family. But if you're feeling, if this person doesn't respect you, they don't worship you. I think as a woman, we need to be worshipped and men too. We need to be like loved and worshipped mm-hmm. and respected. And if you're not, get out. Okay, the next thing is cheating. Cheating is a deal breaker for most people. If you're cheating or being cheated on, there's often a serious issue in the relationship causing you or your partner to wander. If you can't work around the indiscretion or if it continues, end it. Now, I know some couples who have cheated, one or the other mm-hmm. people have cheated, and it brought them closer together. Like they dealt with it, they went to therapy, they whatever, and they surpassed it. However, I know other couples who they could never get past it. Which is, I think, more common than not that you just can't get past it. You're like, there's too many issues here. It can't be water under the bridge. You slept with someone else and it's over. So if you are that kind of person that can't handle it, again, another good situation for therapy if you want to stay together. But otherwise, I would leave. Okay, lying. Lying in a relationship is intolerable. If you can't be honest with your partner, it's not going to work. Trust and honesty are staples of a healthy relationship. And if you don't have trust and honesty, your relationship has no basis. I think that's so true. You want to be with someone that you trust, that you can share things with, that you know is going to be there for you. And if you keep catching them in lies, those are just the ones that you're catching.
Yeah.
There could be a whole host of other lies.
And then that just makes that person paranoid about you for the entire relationship.
Exactly. If someone lies too early on, you like it's so hard to get past it.
Yeah, you can't get over it. You can't.
It's true. I dated liars before.
Yeah, but I think you don't even catch the liars.
I don't?
No.
I don't catch them?
I think they can probably just snowball you for a long time.
Maybe. Because I don't care.
You're on your own. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. I don't care where you are. You don't have to tell me. You can lie and tell me you went to wherever. And
baseball
you're really a strip club. I don't give a shit. Okay, independence. Many of us want a relationship, but still want our independence. I'm raising my hand. I am that person. Being an individual and staying true to yourself is very important, and your partner should respect that. If your partner is trying to control you or the terms of your relationship and has jealous tendencies, it might be time to break up. You are not a possession of your girlfriend or boyfriend. That's why my parents got divorced. My mom mm-hmm. wanted to be very independent. This was like in the 70s, and she wanted to start working. And my dad, she didn't need to work. My dad was an attorney. He did well.
Yeah.
But my mom wanted to work. She wanted to get out of the house. She didn't like being, I mean, she likes being a mom, but she didn't like staying home with the kids all day. And my dad really was traditional and didn't want her to work and didn't want her to have her independence. And ultimately, they split up because of that. Wow. So she says there must have been other issues.
But your mom just wanted to go party.
My mom,
no,
she was like a pioneer. My mom was like, she was like, I want to work. I want to be independent. I want to do my own thing. And a lot of women at the time weren't. They, you know, women couldn't even get credit cards until like the 70s, whatever. So she left him. But it's fine. It's all good. I'm okay with it. I'm okay because my mom has been a very good role model to me. And as was my dad.
But your brother said that your mom gave you some bad advice.
I don't think that advice was that bad. To be independent and don't rely on a man.
Yeah, because you took that to heart. What your brother was saying that, yeah, you can be independent and not rely on a man. But when you are in a relationship, it's okay to rely on each other
right.
a little bit.
Exactly. That's what was my takeaway.
Yeah.
Right.
And you talked about cock rings.
And my brother brought up cock ring on national television. That was a good show. All the misadvised shows, I think, are repeating this week. I got to check out the schedule.
I know. I just got a text saying that we're on TV right now.
Right now, we're on TV. Oh, my God. Check out Misadvised on Bravo at 10 o'clock and repeats whenever. Okay, the next thing why you might have to end your relationship is communication. I always say, what do I say?
Communication is lubrication.
Communication is lubrication. And without communication, a relationship will not work. It will fall apart fast. You need to be able to talk and express yourself with your partner. If you can't discuss your problems with each other, you'll never truly get to know each other. The relationship will become tense and feel like a constant battle. Like, I can't tell you how many couples just don't communicate. Like, they've gotten into, like, a way of communicating where they don't communicate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just kind of, like, have their dance around actually communicating, and it's just, it's not going to work in their relationship. Okay, sex is the next one, which I think should be number one. If you're having sex and it sucks, it's all downhill from there.
It's not about going straight to the vagina.
Don't go straight to my vag. I hate that word. Sex is a form of communication. If you aren't comfortable or compatible with each other, the sex won't be good. And if you aren't happy in bed, you aren't happy in life. And I think that is so true. But I'm not saying if you're having rotten sex right now, I'm not saying that you can't improve it. But you have to communicate about it. And you have to work at improving it. People don't want to think that sex takes work, but sometimes it does. You've been with someone for a while, you got to work on it. You got to work on your sex life. Okay. Next thing is, you might think your relationship needs to end if about love. Love at first sight is an awesome feeling, but a month later might not feel the same. You may fall for someone only to find out that he or she isn't who you thought.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people think they're in love. Oh my God, best person ever. And you're actually, if it's been a week or 2 weeks or a month, it's lust. It's not love. It's lust. You can't be in love with someone after a week, can you? Love at first sight. Maybe it's lust at first sight is what I'd like to rename it. But just be careful when you're falling for someone to keep your eyes open. They always say that love is blind because when you fall in love with someone and you're lust, I think it's more lust that you tend to not pay attention to the warning signs, the red flags, the issues with this person because you think they're the end all and be all. And you just got to keep your eyes open because people will show you who they are pretty quickly.
Definitely.
Pay attention. Okay. The next and final one is if you want to end the relationship, sometimes you just don't feel it. You're not feeling it anymore. If you lose the desire to be in your partner's company, what is the point? Don't beat yourself up over it. If the relationship isn't going anywhere, it's time to move on with your life. Mm-hmm. I got an email or a tweet from someone or something. Oh, something I was doing yesterday, an online chat thing. And then she was like, you know, he's really great. Everyone loves him, all my friends. But I don't know. I'm not that into him. I've gone out with him a few times. It wasn't a boyfriend, but she's like, I've gone out with him 3 or 4 times. But now I'm doubting myself. But really, it's more because my friends are saying he's so great. I'm like, trust your gut. You're not into him. It's okay. It's okay not to be into the greatest guy ever or the greatest woman ever. Sometimes we just don't feel that connection with someone. It's okay. It's okay to break up with them. Yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Right? Okay. So that's what we got for you. We will get into the other stuff next week.
Yeah, and make sure to check sexwithemily.com. There's so many cool things
there. So many cool things at sexwithemily.com. And check us out Monday nights, Misadvised on Bravo TV. Mm-hmm. You can also download all the Misadvised episodes from iTunes.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I hope you all enjoy the show and you email me. You can just email me right through my site at sexwithemily.com. I also hope that you buy my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight on Amazon, and my app, Kegel Camp.
And take us on the go. Download the Stitcher app for free.
Stitcher app is amazing. You can download it for your smartphone, and it's the easiest way to listen to podcasts. And we've got new shows every week. We've got old shows. We've got new shows. It's amazing. You're going to love it. So that's what we got for you. Happy Friday. Happy weekend, Menace.
Happy weekend.
Have a good one. So that's what we got for you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@emilymorse.com. And before I forget, check us out at tradiov.com Tuesdays, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time.